Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. So after 20 years in the financial services industry, I do have some opinions about the do's and don'ts of resume writing. And I want to share some of those with you if you want to become a successful financial professional in today's financial services industry. Get the pen and paper out. What's up, everybody? Hopefully you're doing well. Dominique Henderson, your YouTube CFP, guiding you to that career in financial services that you want. And I would say that, you know, for all that I've seen, my fair share of interns, new hires, and even coaching financial advisors across the spectrum of this career, whether they're first year, mid-career, or late career, I've seen just about everything. And I want to give you a few of the pointers that I picked up when it comes to what should be on your resume and basically what your resume should and should not be. Let's break into that right now. The first point is don't let your resume do all the talking for you. Set yourself apart with a little bit of personal touch. I like this service called Loom.com, and it allows you to basically record a little short video with your webcam where you can talk to the person. You can, you know, be a little bit, you can use your hands, you know, like I do in my videos, but the basic thing is you want to be able to maybe describe in a very short amount of words what you're emailing them for, what the resume is about, what you're looking for as a financial services professional or whatever, you know, you're trying to get into. I think this is a real cool way to differentiate yourself. And the way that this works is you can just take the link and embed it right into the email. If you wanted to get creative, you can actually create what is called kind of like an evergreen version of maybe like a talking resume that is a URL or a link inside your resume. And so when you send it as a PDF or as a Word doc, they could just click on it and watch that video and then find in your resume what they want to see specifically. But I think setting yourself apart with that personal touch and not letting your resume's words do all the talking is a key component. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. Second takeaway, your resume should not be a biography. It just shouldn't be. You know, I often see people that have not served in this industry for a long time with 2 and 3 page resumes, and it's like, I'm not reading all that. What you should have is, first of all, the most relevant experience to whatever job you're trying to get. And that means you got to do your research and you got to be specific about the job you want so that you can tailor your job experience and, you know, whatever you're studying, whatever you've done, in 1 to 2 sentences, very succinctly about how you're going to help this particular organization. And particularly that would be going in maybe your summary statement or your objective at your resume. And we'll do a whole nother maybe video series on what exactly the diagram of a resume. I'm just going to give you some high points about what you should put in there. The experience part should be only 1 to 2 sentences about what you really did. Even if you sold tickets at Cinemark, right? That's not the most relevant experience, but if that's all you have, you don't want to say I sold tickets. You want to say, you know, maybe that you manage customer flow from point of sale to service delivery, right? So those are just different ways that you can word it where you're not telling a white lie, you're not fibbing, but you're adding a little bit more color that shows the benefit that you were giving to that organization or that company that you worked for. That's what your resume's for. And last but not least, a point that I kind of hit on with the previous point is relevant experience, right? You don't want your resume to scream, I'm a generalist, when you're going for a very specific job at a very specific company, because you're going to look like everybody else. You want to show why your particular skill set is a match for what they have. And typically you do this in a cover letter, which is the reason why I think the video is a really great idea to express your interest in that company and to express what type of skills you have. Now, let's be perfectly honest. If you are trying to break into this profession, you don't have a lot of experience. And so you might want to lean to some of more of the softer skills that you're developing and that you have, like high IQ, active listening, and some of those other things that transfer really well as a financial professional. Now, I would know that was a lot to throw at you, but if you're interested in becoming a financial professional, make sure you take a look at the link up in the cards. I've chronicled a lot of what I do as a CFP, a day in the life of, and check out those videos and check out those playlists because there's a lot of valuable information on your journey to becoming a financial professional. Talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye for now. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.